Did you get a filling done by your dentist and it still hurts? Get a second opinion from a biomedically trained dentist at Dental Pros of Utah. Rebuild your teeth layer by layer with Kevlar fibers. You won't ever have tooth sensitivity ever again. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360, DentalProsOfUtah.com. We featured him in our Keeping Up with the Cougars segment, the 6'6" guard forward, 215 pounds of solid Brazilian muscle. He shoots the three like nobody else, and it's all about the team, not about stats. Jonathan Tavernari, what's up, JT?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good. Fantastic, man. So how did your cardio sesh go this morning, man?
Going good, man. Going good. Bright and early. I enjoy getting up before the sun and before Ben Criddle.
You did. You actually got up before me. But how long had you been up before I texted you?
I usually get up about 10 to 5, 5 to 5, and then just roll out of bed, go to my knees, say my prayers, and then I usually have my workout stuff all laid out there. I just put it all on, half asleep, and then just go to the workout room and just get my 60 minutes of my 60 minutes of elliptical in.
Love it, man. And how often are you heading over to the Marriott Center Annex? I see you tweeting out, Instagramming, posting all over social media. Looks like you guys are balling there pretty consistently.
Yeah, I mean, this past week I was there every day. We're having camp right now, and so we just got done with that. And so I was there every day. And so I actually went back there today. We had a recruit in town, and so I went over there to play with them and just kind of see how everything was going. So it's amazing, you know. It's everything a player could ever want to want to get better, to try to get better, and you know, I take full advantage of it, you know. And you know, talking to people, I mean, I'm grateful that. I was a guy that played hard for Coach Rose, that, you know, I'm loyal to Coach Rose, and because of that, you know, I got to take advantage of facilities and use it and all of that. And so, you know, it's a beautiful city. Have you been in it, Ben?
Yeah, I've toured it. I like to just hang out in the cryo chamber and just euthanize my, I say euthanize. euthanize it with a Y, if you know what I mean.
I got no comment on that.
Hey, who's this recruit that you were playing with today?
I hope I'm not breaking any violations just because of playing there, but it's a point guard. Kid from New Orleans. He's a JC guy from Texas. And seemed like a big time player. I mean, you know, kids could really go. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, I play a lot of guys at BYU that could also go in the summertime, and then soon the light comes on, they got caught like a deer in the headlights. But, you know, it's I mean, I think at this point, you know, we can take all the help that we can get. You know, and if he's a guy that can come in and help the team, you know, why not just be excited and bring him and you know, just make sure that he helps. But kid is athletic, you know, he's agile. He's, you know, got good ball handles and everything. So, you know, I personally hope it comes to BYU, because by what I saw yesterday, you know, he could be a guy kind of like LJ Rose that could run the team and kind of put things in order, you know. And he's type of point guard that I know Coach Rose loves, you know. Brother can go, he's fast, he's quick, can jump. So, you know, we need a lot of people, you know. And, you know, I was actually joking around with some of the other guys shooting. You know, they're shooting, you know, they're making something, you know, some of the other guys just going to, you know, play pickup, and, you know, they were just shooting everything. Like, fellas, a bunch of white guys that shoot threes and miss, we got a lot of those. We need, you know, we need people that, you know, we need white guys that can actually make these corners, you know. And so, but, you know, for me personally, it was great to see Zach Sellius, you know. And, you know, I won't say that he's 100% back from his mission form, you know, pre-mission form, but kid can shoot the lick out of the ball. I mean, I mean, you guys know I got a quick release, and I worked on that. I still work on that, but, you know, Zach got a trigger too, and, you know, I'm excited for this year, man. I'm talking a lot with Yoli, you know, trying to get on his ear, trying, you know, knock some sense into him, just like, you know, guys like Tina, Trent, Sam Burgess knocked into my ear. So, you know, whatever I can do to try to help help them a little bit however I can, trying to do that.
What was the guard? Is he a recruit or has he already signed with BYU? Was it Jashir Hardnett, the lefty?
No, he's not a lefty. Okay. He's I don't know if he signed either. And so, and to be honest with you, I don't even know his name. So all I know is that he can go. He's big time. And, you know, if he signs, I think BYU will be a big time get to BYU.
What's his size?
I'd say over 6 feet. I'll probably say 6'1". You know, and so, I mean, I don't want to be 100% sure on that, but he's, you know, he's over 6 feet. So I'll say 6'1", at least, or 6'2", or something. I know he's not as tall as Nick, about Nick height. I'm not sure. But he's, you know, he's about over 6'1", something like that.
What does this BYU basketball team need next year? Do they have all the components that they need? Do they need to add anybody else or a certain position?
I think they need a pair of balls. I mean, that's the only thing that they need. I mean, they need to be tough. You know, that's pretty much it. I mean, they just got to be tough, man. You know, I don't care if you're talented or not. I mean, you can pretty much, I mean, if you look at the talent these guys have this year at BYU, or they had these last years at BYU, if you see the guys that I played with, we didn't have half their talent. I mean, we probably had 3-4 guys that were super, super talented. And then we had, you know, 3-4 guys that were just hard-nosed kids. You know, like I always bring up Sam Burgess. I mean, Sam Burgess was an underrated basketball player. You know, he pretty much led in everything under the sun, basketball, football, baseball. You know, probably, you know, I won't say that Sam was the most talented guy I played with, but I'll tell you what, nobody outworked Sam, you know, and he took pride in that. And he was tough, and he was a hard-nosed kid. And now that I've grown older, I appreciate everything Sam ever did for those teams. And I can tell you, Sam is probably the toughest guy I've ever seen. Sam, and then right after that is Jackson Emery. And so, you know, I used to think that the water up at Lone Peak in Alpine was special because, you know, if those are the two guys that came out of it. But lately, you know, I got to start second-guessing there a little bit. So.
Oh,
Jonathan Tavernari on with us here. Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. You got to grow a pair of cojones, according to Jonathan Tavernari, and you know you do. And hopefully adversity will put you in a situation where you become stronger, and they do.
You got to play hard, you know, man. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, this is not a knock on anybody. I mean, you just, my thing is, with all due respect to UVU, Coach Pope was my guy, Cody Fuger, who's also my guy big time. But, I mean, come on now. We can't lose to a team that used to be a junior college a handful of years ago. You know, we can't just get beaten around the bushes by a team that their basketball gym is as big as the field house where our volleyball team plays. Now, there's no knock on volleyball because it's a different deal, but we're talking about teams that practice in a high school gym. You know, like every time I step in, I was talking to Yoli, I was like, dude, look at this. I mean, like, you do realize what's going on here? Like, we have an NBA arena. Think about that. BYU has an NBA arena. The Marriott Center has been under such a construction and a rebuilding and just remodeling. I mean, good grief! BYU put on
Gonzaga's, the show. Gonzaga's their court isn't all that big. Their stadium's not all that big there. They went to the national championship. It's not all about the stadium size, though, is it?
No, it is not, man. But my point is, I mean, good grief! Why are you not? My point is, you got everything you need.
Yeah,
plus,
to become better.
In front of 20,000 for it. My point is, this is unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, you got people working around the clock just to keep the Marriott Center clean. And then they put on a show. I mean, the production that BYU puts for a basketball game is unbelievable. And you telling me that you can't get up to play hard? Come on now.
Yeah, there's absolutely no excuse, right? You're saying there's no excuse not to be better than what you are.
I'm not saying it's the size of the gym. I'm not saying that. Because otherwise, you know, whoever played, you know, the Cowboys would be the best team in the world. But that's not my point. My point of saying is that, what could you possibly complain about? You know, there's no excuse. I mean, there's only things to motivate you, like the annex. I mean, good grief. You know, you saw the tweet at the end of the day. You saw where I watched game 2 of the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You saw where, come on. Afterwards, I got some
There's no reason to leave.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the point. Like, you know, the guy I'm really proud of is Yoli. The more I talk to this kid, the more I fall in love with him. You know why? I mean, he slept on the couch in there the other day. That was big time. He texted me at 3:00 in the morning, hey, JT, I'm going to be able to give you a ride to go to camp because I fell asleep at the annex. I was working out until 2:30. I mean, those are the kind of commitments that you want. You know what I mean? Like, when we were at school, I had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to be in the RB by 6 because I knew there was volleyball camp at 8. You know, but these dudes, ain't nobody in there, man. Like, you can go in there whenever you want. You know what I'm saying? So there's no excuse. I mean, there's zero excuse. Why you not get better is because you don't want to. Because it's not because the gym is busy or because you got class. No, you can go there at 3 o'clock in the morning if you want. You can go there whenever you want. Are you thirsty? They got water. You hungry? They got snacks. Need a protein shake? They got protein shake. You want some Powerade? I got Powerade. I mean, what excuse are we talking about here? You know? And so, I mean, these are things, man, that they're little, but these kids are spoiled. You and I never had this. We never had a little snack center right outside the weight room like these guys have today. Heck, I had to go to the Legends, ask Wayne for a bowl of oatmeal, go to Justin's office where he could put a protein powder on me. Now these people have, okay, what kind of snack do you want? What kind of snack do you want? Oh, here, let me get for you. All you got to do is just sign or touch a button or whatever. I mean, come on now. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? And so it's so much pampering that they don't even have to chew the food. I mean, the food is already chewed up for them. They just got to swallow. You know what I'm saying?
They're enjoying the fruits of your labor.
Hey, and you know what? And I do appreciate that. And today, I'll give you a small example. Now, I'm not the bearer of the holder of the truth. Although I do know more than Ben. But I will tell you this. Like, for instance, today, we had a pickup, right? I told Andrew that I was going to play. I told Andrew, I said, hey, I need to go. I'm going to go play Calming Again, right? Perfect. Last night, as I was going to take my son down to go potty, because my son is, barely potty trained, I kicked the door frame, and I kicked so hard, I broke my pinky toenail, and I sliced my foot on the little metal part. It was gushing blood. My wife had to be there for quite a while, making sure that the bleed stopped. What do you think I did this morning? I put some bandages up, went and played. It got so bad, he bled through the shoe. Y'all don't believe? Give me a minute. I'll tweet the picture.
Tweet it.
It bled through the shoe. Yeah, I bled through the shoe. I took off the sock. The sock became red. Became Utah red.
Everybody's like, "Are you crazy?" Sanitary issue.
Like, I'm like, I don't play. I'm not crazy. There's nothing wrong with it. I just got a pair, you know. It ain't because I got a little ingrown toenail or something like that I'm not gonna play. You know what I'm saying? You deal with pain later. And so,
well, JT, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you think that sense of entitlement, do you think that all of those amenities that they have provided for them is spoiling them and making them not work as hard as maybe you guys did when you had to go the extra mile to get all of these things?
But that is everything with life right now. You know, like, you don't have to work hard right now. I mean, I never had an iPhone in college because, I couldn't buy it. I couldn't get on a plan. I couldn't do this and that. Today, nowadays, what do you want? You want the iPhone 7 Plus S or whatever it is, then you just go to a store and you put a little bit of money down and this and that. I mean, the world is changing, you know? And so, and my message to Yoli, because you guys know and I know that Yoli is the best NBA prospect on that team. My word for them is like, don't be satisfied. Don't be satisfied. Yeah, but this and that. No. See, what are you doing is already giving me excuses. We don't need excuses. If I wanted to hear excuses, I would talk to some of your teammates. We don't need excuses. We need the guys that are committed to play. And then what do Yoli start doing? With coaches, working his jump shot. Dude's going to have a jump shot by the end of the summer. Guess what's going to happen next season? Yoli's going to dominate. Do you guys want to place a bet on it? Ben, I'll bet whatever you want.
That's one of the only things.
I'll tell you guys agree on that.
Yoli is going to average a double-double next year.
Ben picked Yoli as his leading scorer next year. You guys are on the same page.
Yeah.
No, Yoli won't be the leading scorer next year, but he will average a double-double.
Who will be the leading scorer?
Nick Emery.
That's what I said.
And why is that?
Because Nick is the truth. Because Nick is big time. Nick is big time. Nick is a big time player.
Did you see him in there this morning?
I'm on Nick's ear a lot. Nick is my guy. I love Jackson. Jackson was the best man at my wedding. Nick's my guy. Nick is big time, fellas. Don't get it twisted. Nick won't go. If Nick catch fires, he gets to go to the NBA, like Nick Southcutt did for Michigan. That's how good Nick is. Okay, trust me. Nick Emery is a player, and he will play basketball. Even if it is overseas, he will play basketball. Nick Emery is big time.
Why did he struggle last year? Why were BYU fans a little bit impatient with him?
Well, it's because BYU patients, BYU fans think that everything is, you know, what they're expecting, a national championship with a team that didn't have a senior, that the two seniors they have, one broke his knee and the other one couldn't play because whatever happened to Kyle Davis. And that was the youngest team Coach Rose ever coached, and what are you expecting? Okay, are we talking about Kentucky? I mean, I know we're blue, but are we Kentucky blue? Are we Kentucky now, one and done? You know what I'm saying? I mean, some people think they're one and done, but you know what I mean? Like, we're about to see on draft day if they're supposed to be one and done. And so, but, I mean, we're going to see that. I mean, and so the young team, man, I told you all year. I mean, it drove me crazy how much they didn't compete. But besides that, the young team, you know what I'm saying? And so, and let's be realistic here. Let's just talk about for a second. BYU fans were complaining, and I never complained. I just thought that the way they played, they were soft. But let's be, and you are a pleading proof, man. I always said that the team was young. Didn't I always say that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Perfect. But we're complaining about 22 wins. Is that what we're complaining about now? 22 wins? You know what I'm saying? Like
expectations.
It's good. Yeah, exactly. And that's partly my fault. Because my fault and Lee's fault and Trent's fault and a whole lot of Jimmer's fault. I mean,
there you go.
You know. So because we made it look so easy. Winning a championship ain't nothing. Being ranked in the top 25 ain't nothing. Back to back ain't nothing. Go to the NCAA tournament again. Back to back to back. Come on, you know, we got it wrong. You know, now they're realizing, oh man, those times were special. I mean, you saw the picture I tweeted the other day about, you know, 10 years ago, you know, a decade ago that we got our first ring, you know, and after since Jimmer left, we haven't won a squat. And so, and you know, and the funny thing is everybody's like, well, but Coach Rose what are you talking about? I mean, you know, Coach Rose has been the same dude. He's the same guy. Does the same things. From the first day that I met him, when he started recruiting me, when I was back in Brazil, being a high school kid in Brazil, he is the same guy. The same guy. Same intensity, same everything. I know he ain't changing. And so, and like I said, players need to be tough, man. Like, they just got to be tough.
Like Jonathan. Jonathan, it's official. 3-on-3 basketball is now an Olympic sport, and we posed this question to the BYU fan base, but what three basketball players of BYU, present and or past, would you compile in order to create your best 3-on-3 basketball team? And you can have an alternate as well.
Well, I think that the first thing I just want to stop you on that for a sec. I'm going to be a part of the 3-on-3 team for Brazil. No, for
okay.
Brazil. I mean, okay. I was contacted by the Brazilian Federation. Brazil.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh. Congratulations.
I'm excited about that.
That's awesome.
So, that is so cool.
So,
is Hoffa going to play too?
Hoffa's been excited for a few years now. So, but anyway, so I'm excited to be a part of that. You know, I know a little bit more, but I'm not allowed to say yet. Otherwise, you know me, I have a loud mouth. Otherwise, I would say. But
yeah, you're good. Man,
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great experience. And hope that we get qualifying. Well, that to be, you know, to be the Olympics in Tokyo. But the three all-time guys that I would take if I would be me, Lee Kamard, Travis Hansen, and then I would have a hard time with the fourth guy. It'll probably be, it is a crazy team. It'll probably be Jimmer or be Krešimir Ćosić.
There you go. That's a good crew. It's a good basketball team right there. One of my favorite interviews, Jonathan Tavernari, number 44 on the court, but number one in all of our hearts. Great stuff today, Jonathan. Let's get you back in here. Let's go golf, number one, and let's also get you on it co-hosting again, dude.
Okay, number one, I don't golf. And number two, I'm about to walk on a movie right now. My son and my wife is actually giving me dirty looks right now. Let me text you the picture of my shoes.
Text it.
And you go ahead and you tweet that for me, all right?
Okay, I'll tweet it out, man. All right, thanks, fellas. JT. Love you, man. Thanks so much. Jonathan Tavernari, former BYU great and also international superstar. Did you get a filling done by your dentist and it still hurts? Get a second opinion from a biomedically trained dentist at Dental Pros of Utah. Rebuild your teeth layer by layer with Kevlar fibers. You won't ever have tooth sensitivity ever again. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360, DentalProsOfUtah.com.